Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. It is such a wonderful time of year, and we are going to continue conversations with folks that have exciting things to share about this time of year. And we want to welcome to KDWA Annette Walker. She's the development officer for the Regina Foundation, and we also want to welcome John Mose. He's the vice chair of the Regina Foundation board, and we're so excited to hear not only more about this board and the foundation, but also some of the wonderful projects that you have done in the past and have coming up. Great to see both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So a little bit of background. Annette, why don't you tell folks a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've lived in Hastings for 26 years now, so this is my first opportunity.
She's not from here, though, John, is she?
No, she's still a newbie.
I have an opportunity to work in my backyard, literally.
Literally.
Literally. And when they offered me the job, it was like the three things I love. I love to support my community. I love raising money for a great cause. And I didn't have to drive more than 5 minutes to work. So those are my three bonuses. But the Regina was founded by the Sisters of Charity. And so also carrying on the Catholicity of the hospital is important to me. Archbishop Hebda and I have had lots of conversations about that. So we try and do what's best, not only for the community, but the patients and the residents who live there. So,
and in full disclosure, you are married to the wonderful Deacon Rod Walker, who
yes,
has been
I
a
have.
Deacon with the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis for what? 3 years? Four years?
It'll be 3 years this year, December of 2019.
Okay. So, well, that is awesome. And of course, I know you have sons and you have grandkids, but you know who has a special place in my heart?
Yes.
Andrew Lloyd Walker.
He said that would come up today.
Do enjoy him. And John, let's talk about you, please, because I know you're taking precious time away from snooping in people's houses.
Shh, don't tell.
Sometimes you actually are invited in. Sometimes you just like do the perimeter. So
up,
tell us a little bit about your day job.
I am a self-employed real estate appraiser. I work for mortgage companies, lenders, banks. I do stuff for attorneys, for estates, that kind of thing. I've been appraising for just about 30 years now. Love it. It's been a good gig, as I would say. Get to meet people, get to help people, help facilitate people buying new homes, you know, in a good time in their life. Yeah, I really do enjoy what I do.
I bet you do. And we could do a whole other show, I would assume, about real estate and the crazy markets. And
there is a lot to it. And there are people out there way smarter than I am that could probably help you with that, too. And I know you guys talk to them sometimes. I listen to some of the realtors that you have on. And they do a great job in town, too. So we're very fortunate to have people like that in town.
Absolutely.
To help us.
Yeah. Well, I'm fortunate to have both of you today. So I don't know much about the Regina Foundation itself. And so who would like to tell me about that, please?
Well, the foundation, as you know, Regina is now owned by a Benedictine piece and an Alina piece.
Yes, and that goes back how many years, please?
2014,
yeah, I was going to say it.
Is when it first started. The foundation is the glue that holds both of them together.
Okay.
So literally the things that the foundation works on with the board or in conjunction partnership with the board is funding projects, employee morale, and then keeping just things going on the campus. So the foundation was, I guess, brought about mainly when the sale happened. They, number one, wanted to keep the Catholicity of the hospital so both sides can remain Catholic. Benedictine does it, you know, they're connected to the Benedictine monastery and things. Alina doesn't really have another Catholic hospital, I don't think, but Regina has remained Catholic through the whole process, and that's the legacy of the sisters. So the chapel is now open. Father Dave comes every other Thursday and celebrates Mass. Deacon Rod is there every other Thursday doing a word and communion service. So we are trying to continue the sisters' legacy. As well as work with the board, we have 10 board members, and we meet once a quarter, and they are brought funding projects throughout both sides of the campus that aren't in the budget, is really what it comes down to. So the foundation raises funds through mainly three or four avenues. I mean, we have private donors. We have Great River Society, which is our donor base that's $5,000 and above. We also have Spirit of Regina, which covers the emergency employee fund. And then the board voted when we did our strategic plan, it'll be 2 years ago in January already, that they wanted to start a cancer patient fund because of the cancer center being a big part of what Allina does here in Hastings. So any cancer patient who's receiving treatment at Regina can apply for a grant. And we've awarded, oh gosh, we're probably in the $20,000 mark right now of awards. So
no questions asked. Just
yeah. Well, it's supposed to be the purpose of the fund is to relieve stress for anybody who is.
Yes, and there are hidden costs that, you know, loss of work,
travel.
Out of pocket. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of hidden costs that people wouldn't realize. So getting back to you, John, how did you know that you wanted to become involved with the foundation?
Well, I've been a lifelong Hastings resident. I was born at the hospital. I've had grandparents who lived at Regina, and actually my mom is getting as at the transitional care unit right now, helping get mobility issues back so that she can come home. And, you know, it's been a part of my life. It's kind of a home away from home. I've gone and visited family and friends there my whole life. And I've had some good friends that were on the board and was just asked if I would want to participate and help, and it was kind of a no-brainer. It's something that I believe in. It's a kind of a piece of the community that we really are fortunate to have. There's only three hospitals in Dakota County, and one of them is in Northfield, which is just above Rice County. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate to have that here. And my mom's roommate right now, she is dealing with some mobility issues, and her husband came from Owatonna because there was no other facilities in the state that would be able to accommodate her needs and his needs in the same facility. That's why they came to Hastings. A lot of people don't realize how fortunate we are to have this in our backyard. Myself, I've taken it for granted.
Absolutely.
Growing up here.
So what did you know about the foundation board before you got on?
Actually, I didn't know a lot. I didn't realize that there was a board that, you know, funded these special projects. You know, there are different boards that are affiliated with the Regina. Maybe Annette can expound on those.
Yep. There's the hospital board. Mm-hmm. There's the board that deals with the Catholicity. And then each side, so Benedictine has their board, and then the foundation has their board. So really there's four boards on the entire campus. So
and they each have their specific world that they're in charge of.
Mm-hmm. Their goals and projects and things that they can and can't do. And we've tried to keep each other apprised. We do a year-end gathering, and each board chairperson gets to kind of tell their 5 minutes of this is what we've worked on this year. I would say last year we worked really hard because I started my position in January, and the board literally we met every month till we got to June. We wanted to get the strategic plan laid out and then get going. And so that's when the fundraising pieces started. So we were out looking for new Great River Society members, and we did the employee giving campaign to get the employees giving. And then last year was the first year of Tree of Light Spectacular, and there were lots of, I would say, skeptical board members is what I was told afterwards. They didn't think I could pull it off. And it's just like, well, number one, they don't know how much I love Christmas. And number two, they don't know my drive and determination, because I'm a hard one to say no to. Last year, we had an urgent need, the tractor that they plow the entire campus with, so sidewalks, parking lots, all of that, broke. And when they took it to the dealership to get it fixed, he's like, can't get parts anymore. Yep. So that we did an emergency vote, actually, and my boss, Helen Strike, said, well, it's like someone knew that we were going to have this pot of money sitting here, now they're going to spend it. It's like, yes, that's what it's for. We're not a bank. We're a foundation. We give it away. So then we bought the new tractor, and literally there were video posts of board members had gone and, oh, I saw them cleaning the sidewalk with the new tractor. And, oh, I saw them. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was like, kids at a candy store.
You know, those are things that I think as the public, we would just take for granted, or we wouldn't really even know that something like that was going on. But it has to be seamless. You have people coming in and out of the hospital that are visiting people, or
emergency ambulances, all of that. And as COVID has let us be a little bit more gathering, if you will, so this year's gathering, we actually get to be in the chapel lobby instead of outside. Mm-hmm. When it, last year, I think it was 20 degrees when we were outside with the carolers and whatnot. Yeah, so Father Mike Tix is coming to do the campus blessing with Deacon Rod.
So tell us a little bit about this Tree of Light Spectacular.
Regina, for 22 years, it was called Tree of Lights. So it was a single tree with the big fat light bulbs. They've always done a lighting ceremony. Usually the priest who was living there on campus did the blessing and all that, but we don't have that luxury this year or last year. Yeah, so we kind of put it on steroids. So I talked with some people and we got some trees donated, and then I got the first bid to have all the campus lit. And when I went to the operations department, he's like, "Are you trying to give me a heart attack?" Because we would have spent all of our profits on lighting the campus, and we wouldn't have owned the lights. It wouldn't have been reusable from year to year. It wasn't sustainable if we would have done it that way. So the operations team and the director of operations, we powwowed with some local businesses, and our big sponsor, who we would like to have his tree up on the roof again this year, but there was some damage done when the tree came down, so it'll be next to the entry. But Precision Landscaping has been very instrumental in helping the operations team be successful and getting their must be 100,000 lights this year. So they tunneled under the middle roundabout, will be all lit this year with the changeable lights. Mm-hmm. And then the lighting on the building now goes to the corner of the Benedictine campus. There's a marquee out there that says Tree of Lights Drive Through with an arrow that points to the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing the chapel lobby for the campus blessing so people can gather, listen to the carolers. We're serving some awesome cookies and beverages after the blessing. Oh, and then the auxiliary is coming this year to do their drawing from their raffle. So we'll have three lucky winners hopefully there that night to pick up a dollhouse, a quilt, and a nice wooden chest. Yeah. So it's
going to be a great, fun event. And it is our fundraiser every year, but our overriding goal is just to give back to the community that has been so generous to us. And so we want to have this experience that it doesn't cost you anything. You just go through, drive through. It's just fulfilling. It brings the spirit of Christmas to everybody. That's our goal. And we have local groups come in that will carol. This year we're able to carol inside as well as outside. So we'll carol inside for some of the residents at the hospital or at the senior living.
Right.
We're coordinating that as well as being able to sing outside for when people do drive by. You know, we can sing for them.
Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on property with some candy canes. Yeah, so we're very excited. Things have come together a little slower than we had liked. We got a much quicker start than we did last year, but things are tough.
So what can we do as the public to help you, please?
Well, on the drive-through, there will be some QR codes. So if people feel so moved, they can stop, capture the QR code. That will take them directly to our website, and they can purchase a light on one of the trees. And they're just different levels, starting, I think, $15 up to $150. And if we've missed some businesses this year, please reach out, because we would love to have them sponsor a tree next year. We do have 15 beautiful, beautiful trees on campus. They are gorgeous. I keep saying I'm going to take one home and put it in my living room, but I have to go cut my own.
A new nativity set this year?
Oh, the nativity set has moved from indoor to outdoor. So we actually have Father Dunn's original, and operations again built this beautiful manger for it, and there's hay there so people can get out and have, you know, do a picture with the manger, or there's a bench there they can do a picture with Mrs. and Mr. Santa.
Or just meditate a little bit. Yeah.
It'll be wonderful.
And what are some of the other projects that you have funded?
So probably the one that's gotten the highest marks it's called the Suzy Q. So it is a portable dining cart. So they can take it to the memory care unit. And the person can actually connect with their food being served. because sometimes, you know, the trays would show up and no one's in the room, so the tray was just left, and the person never knew that was their food, or they didn't remember that was their food. So anyway, they're connecting now more so with the patients. Not only is the temperature of the food, so they're getting served hot food, it also is they can watch the activity of it being put on the plate and then given to them, and then, oh, is that my food now? You know, so it's more resident-centered than just food service. So that's been a big, tremendous hit, because it plugs in, they keep it warm if they're off to therapy, they don't serve their dinner unless they're in the room. So that's been good. The remodel of the chapel lobby, so when people do get to get inside, the snow tractor, snow plow that we bought last year. There was also, we purchased for the residents, it's a huge TV, but that's where they do the live streaming, and then that's where also where movie night is. And then when it's not in, like someone's not watching the TV, they turn it into a fireplace in one of the sitting areas in on the residence side. It's really cool. And it crackles like a real
kind of like the Yule log. Yeah. Exactly. My favorite.
Yeah, it is. We also helped fund, along with the Minnesota Twins, the fencing for the ball fields for the Y. So people will see that and they'll see banners that will appear there next spring for donors who supported Tree of Lights. And then we also, the foundation purchased some ceiling lifts. So they go into the ceiling instead of having six people lift someone with the fear of dropping them. Mm. So they hook them into this contraption.
Is it like the Hoyer or whatever?
Yeah, and then that safely lifts them around. They've done some
the emergency room lockboxes.
Oh, the lockboxes, yes. Yeah. So they were having people who needed medication in the ER. So like the pharmacy would put it into this cabinet and couldn't get it, and people couldn't find the key, were locked out. So all of the locks went to the Alina standard. So now they just can badge in you. They can tell who got the medication. Mm. They badge out. Yeah, so
again,
lots of
things
safety.
that we wouldn't really know behind the scenes, but yep, making everybody's life easier. Well, it's a wonderful organization or foundation, and it we have an opportunity to come out not only and enjoy the Tree of Lights, but also enjoy some wonderful entertainment and yes, some food. And can you give the official event kickoff night again?
So the campus blessing is, I know it's Black Friday, I know, on Friday, November 25th at 4:30 p.m. in the chapel lobby of the Benedictine Health System, which is connected to Alina. But we are asking if there's overflow parking to park in the specialty clinic, because it's supposed to be 44 that day, so a one block walk, because we don't want to prohibit anyone from getting in to see their loved one if they're a patient at the hospital.
And then the Tree of Lights will be running every 38 night.
38 nights, yep. Yes. So it runs every night so that it's set up from dusk. The timers go on at dusk, and then they go off in the morning. So anyone even coming to visit a loved one at 4 in the morning, or if you're sitting, you know, in the ER, you'll be brightly lit on the campus.
Well, it's a wonderful way to kick off the season, and thank you both for being involved. We appreciate your time today, Annette Walker and John Mose. And again, the Tree of Lights Spectacular is going to be starting on Friday and continuing for 38 nights. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.